Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at Rome. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And amen.
Don't understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
John, can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
Good evening, everybody. This is a True Grudge Racing channel, and I am your host, Big Sham, right here in Chicago, Illinois. My co-host is the man himself, Brother Mighty Mouse from Set on Kill, and the man on the ones and twos is the man himself, the street legend, the Chicago street legend, Brother Shaky. We are here, y'all. It is Thursday. It is raining. It is October. And it is almost over for Midwest Chicago racing. It is almost over. Not over yet, but it's almost over. Track-wise, let's just say track-wise. Let me give a shout-out to my sponsors, as always, Brother Leroy, the Clocks Off Crew, the 1-800 Keep It Real all day, all night, every day show. Brother Mouse, Brother Shaky, you and you, off the trailer, by none, and everybody else that plays a part, whether it be participating in the conversation or just listening in, we appreciate you as always. It is about to go down. It started already today. Trick or treat. Trick-or-treat, trick-or-treat. It is today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. I know we're going to 4-4 down there. We are down there in the hole is what they call it, the hole, Holly Springs, Mississippi. Brother Witt and the 901 boys, trick or treat. It's several of us locked in. I know Off the Trail versus Flock, just from up here. Heidi Bowl versus Jeremiah. Who else locked in? Somebody else locked in too. But it's going down. It should be good. It should really be good. So make your way. That's where everybody's going. Holly Springs this weekend for a trick or treat. What Shanky, you there? What we got? Good evening.
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir? Where's Brother
I'm
Mouth?
So happy.
Is Brother Mouth on the mic? What?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm here and I'm live.
Here.
I don't even understand why you ask that shit, Mike. How you here, Mouth? No, why you ask that bullshit, man? I'm sorry.
He started already.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Hey, man. It's almost, the year's almost over. I'm just like, man,
yeah.
it's crazy, man. The time is just going by so fast, man. There's no way to stop it staying alive. So it's just got to keep going. Otherwise, you're going to die. So I don't know. I really don't know. It's real interesting right now. This time is just, it's shooting. It's screaming on past. But nonetheless, man, we here. It should be very interesting this weekend. Man, very interesting. Very, very interesting. So what y'all got, man? It's raining outside. It's raining cold.
I will say something before we get started. I'm mad as hell at you, man. I call you to answer the phone, man. I've been watching your old videos all week.
Oh, man.
And that shit is,
man,
so inspirational. All these people racing, killing each other. Man, I'm telling these people to get down, man. And who in the building?
Man.
Shame.
It's so funny. They are, you know, that not all of those, they can be, what, 2 years, 3, 4, 5 years. I guess it's predicated on the date that it happened. So this date, 5 years ago, this happened. You know, whatever come up in my memory in regard to a race, I just posted up like, look at that. Man, it's interesting. It's very interesting races. Yeah, this is true. Yeah.
Seeing it, and I thought something had happened I didn't know about. I'm like, hold on, they race? And I had to look at it. I'm like, oh, man, this is old, man.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, this
man,
is true.
Chicago sounded good. Man, people leaving there.
Oh, man.
When somebody wins that you don't think going to win, man, I see two cars there, they're cut off, man. One motherfucker still was rolling.
Yeah, I saw a classic. All of them are classic to me. I mean, Terrio versus D Rose. I was like, nah, D Rose. I hadn't heard that name in a minute. D Rose. I was like, look at that. I didn't even watch him. I just posted out. I just saw the names up there. Relly versus Tutu and Skin and Ruby Red versus, I think, K Dog and. It was a few of them up there. It was interesting, to say the least. It was interesting. Buford versus Gerald the Trans Am Boy.
Yeah, sure.
Rob versus
the
Trans Am Boy.
Yeah.
I saw it was quite a few up there. They steady popping up, so something to look at.
You doing what God anointed you to do, keep drag racing alive. I'm just telling you. Who else? I ain't seen no movie pop up on nobody else's thing except Jeremiah with this new stuff, but I want that old stuff. But that's what I know. I'm saying those people get down, man.
I think what year is this? This is 2023. I don't know what year that was. You versus Bam. That was up to 19, one of them times.
18. All of years, bro.
Yeah.
I see a lot.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, man.
Real.
You see the motherfuckers take that no-go money? When they don't even want to say nothing, they just turn around and walk away from the line and go the other way, man. They'll be talking so much shit, man. Then all of a sudden, they just turn around and walk away and probably try not to pay. Hey, where you going? Come on over here. Man, I see you drag with a list of niggas that owe him. I say, damn, look at this thing. Hey, you on my list. Come here. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah, man, that's some good shit, bro. So,
gotta keep it up, bro. That's all I'm telling you. Sometimes when you get hard, you gotta keep it up, bro. Don't change, though. Yeah. You gotta do your job. You will sit here,
man. Let me say this. Another, everybody, all the brothers and sisters that's traveling, man. Man, be careful out there. Praying everybody get there safe and come back safe, man. That's another thing. All these people on this road, man. Y'all be careful out there on that road. Man, what y'all got, Shaky Mouse? Who in Q? Anybody in Q? I'm just
Mr. J.
I'm chilling like a villain. I'm ready to go to bed.
Listen,
I'm sleeping.
Bro. I like tonight, man. Just since it's time for races like that, gonna be trick or treat. Why we can't just talk about some good stuff, man? Like
y'all say you can talk about whatever you want. It ain't no we ain't got no topic tonight.
Sometimes, man, it'd be hard to get to that shit though, man. I'd be willing to talk and say, man, I'd be thinking all week, man, let's talk about this. And shit, man, as soon as we get on this motherfucker, somebody call in, man, the shit go the other way, man. So but I need people with this shit, man. I need people to talk about, man, this how it was back then, because we not racing right now, right? Well, let's talk about what got us to racing and how competitive people is. What's one of the luckiest races that you ever met in your whole life, man? This nigga, man, you work all every day and night, weekend, year after year to kill, steal this guy, and you can never kill him, no matter who you sick on him.
Mm-hmm.
Man, let's talk about that kind of stuff. That's exciting, man. So I never get it done, but I'm just hoping that some people will call in and say, you know, hey, man, yeah, that sounds like a good topic. Did you know this guy or so? I don't know, man. Please help me, man, tonight. Let's have
some
fun,
come
man.
On with it. What? Come on with it, Mal. You can start it off.
With a 187 lift. Is that what we're going to call it, the 187 lift?
187 lift. Ooh-wee. So somebody that you just couldn't whoop, you just they had your number, Shaky? Is that what you're saying? I don't know. Is that the question? No. What's your question?
Damn, I don't know how to say this. Good.
You don't know how to put it.
How do I say it? No, so we can get into it and everybody come on and start talking about it. Like,
what? How about somebody that beat you that you want to get reunited with and it feels so good?
Oh, okay now. Okay,
I like
right
that, Mouse. I like that.
That sounds like a good way to go.
Yeah, I like that.
Sounds like a good one.
I like that one. Come on with it. I'm listening.
Well, you know, I just got one person. You know, I'm trying to, you know, get right so I can come on back because he said he had put me in retirement. You know. I owe Terrio a lick. I got to get my lick back. Got to get reunited again.
That's a good lick to get. That's a good lick to get.
Yeah. That man been around a long time, y'all. Old Terry.
Yeah, that's a good leg to get. I like that one. Brother Gerald, are you on the mic?
Yeah, yes, sir.
What's going on? I thought I heard you. What's happening?
Trying to get down this road, you know me.
Man, be careful out there, brother. I know you out there.
Yeah,
that's right.
Rain.
Yeah. So, yeah. Based on this question that Brother Shaky asked, is it somebody that beat you that you just, you know, y'all, you just want to have an entanglement with? What did Brother Mouse say? 187
is reunited.
Yeah. Reunited, and it feels okay. Come on with it. Is it anybody?
It got to be somebody that beat you. You say?
Or somebody that maybe I can't. I'm expounding it. Somebody that you ain't.
I'm gonna say somebody
that you ain't raised that you
that,
really, that you always wanted to race.
Well, I guess this guy that I raced already. I'm gonna say. Matter of fact, he posted a video up there, Charlie. When we on the phone this morning, Charlie won his late back, so him and I got to come up with something.
Oh, lock and loaded, Charlie.
Yeah. Me and Charlie talk quite a bit every day.
Okay.
And we.
Okay.
We got a little rivalry going. So he said he's coming back just for me. So I told him I retired him. He said, well, he come out of retirement for next season.
Ooh,
I ain't seen him play at all.
Man, hey. Now that's,
you
retired him? Hey, that's real personal when somebody say they retired
you.
He bought
a white Corvette, too.
Oh,
he bought a white car.
You can't take that lightly.
Man, somebody say, I retired you. Man, that's tough right there. That's tough. I don't know about that one. That's real tough.
Yeah, well, when you can't beat them, and they beat you, it's true. Even if you stop racing after that, gee, come on, baby. Come on, that shit real. I know how that shit feel. Donate to put some, baby. DD. Woo! Them big ones.
OMG.
Man, preacher
boy Donnell
that dust my britches, bro. Some of them ain't gonna never be back around because they ain't here racing no more. So you just gotta take that pill and keep it moving.
You gotta swallow it. Yeah, you gotta eat that one. Yeah, this is true.
Is anybody in queue?
Shaky.
Yeah, but this next guy, I'm gonna open his mic and I'm gonna say something because that guy, he been talking a lot of stuff, man. And everybody was talking about that guy like he a clown or he used to be this or he was that. And Father God, if that man done, last week he got on here, man, talking crazy to a guy that I never heard nobody talk crazy to. And what he said was true. And I just say hallelujah. Man, this man Ryan was talking to Witt like, I ain't never heard nobody talk to Witt like this on the program, man. Witt, I killed you. Man, I got out of it. Man, I did. Man, the man. So I think that people got to stop talking that crap about what Ryan ate and say what Ryan is. That man, he a bad man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bad.
You know what? I thank you for the introduction. I couldn't done it better myself, man.
My man. Tell the truth.
Oh, man. You're right. Come on, young blood. Oh man. Well,
people say
on this conversation. Do you have anybody that is just on your list? Maybe somebody that whooped you that you just want to you know reunite with them, or somebody that you really all this time you've been wanting to race them for a long time.
I've been wanting to race Vic for a long time, and they got a car that I can race.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. They got a car that it's a nice car. I take my hat off, and I appreciate him entertaining what we got going on.
Unbelievable.
Vic is a diehard racer.
Terrio.
Hey, you know that was something like, see, sometimes when you can't get to a person because I wanted that goddamn little Derek so goddamn bad,
Oh, my but goodness.
Terry will call me and say, Sheriff, don't worry about it. I got him.
Don't worry. I got him. Don't
man,
even worry
he retired,
about it.
He retired that motherfucker so long ago. Probably
oh,
collecting
man.
Two pictures right about now.
Stop it.
Oh, man, Mouse, they on your bubble. Man, what? Uh-oh. I know Terrio got to be accused. He got to be on this mic somewhere. I know he got to
yeah.
be. Shanky,
hey,
Terrio
Sheriff,
on this mic?
How, everybody
oh,
is there.
Lord.
Congratulations.
Come on, Deputy.
Everybody there. It's the deputy. See, the sheriff holds it down, and the deputy just, he is back home. See, in this
oh,
category,
man.
The way it goes. The sheriff is like Michael, and I'm Pippin. You know, we
oh.
got a 1-2 punch. So you
okay.
motherfucking right that I retired Mouse. You ain't heard nothing else about that man that since then. That man
no.
better not, he better not show his face at a motherfucking track. Now, he cool on the mic.
Yeah.
He cool on the mic on the talk show. That man came over there to the restaurant once, and he got his locker money. And from that
man.
Day, I said I was going to fuck him up and put him in his motherfucking place.
From that day,
Terrio,
I
hope you
say
he's hush. Back.
I've been
next
hearing
year.
That for the last
yeah.
3 years. I've been hearing
know,
that for
man,
the last 3 years.
Shit happens, man. Shit happens.
Yeah.
You know, I'm there now. I'm there.
Yeah. Hey, as the sheriff
no
and the deputy was there, as the sheriff and the
no
deputy was there, hush. Shut your motherfucking mouth and talk once you're ready. But right now, you've been saying that I'll be back shit. You've been like Michael Jackson said, I'll be there.
Hey, Rome wasn't built in a day.
I'll be there.
Hey,
I got
whatever
you, man. I
you
got
want me, I'll be there. Just
hey,
look over your shoulder, mouse. I'm here.
Oh, man. Hey,
I just got
yes,
bad
sir.
Timing, that's all.
Yes, sir.
Give
yes,
me
sir.
Give me somebody, if you have it, give me somebody that either you lost to and you want to reunite with them, or somebody that you just been wanting to race for a long time, you never raced them, and you were just one time, if you could just race them one time, that would be the person you want to race. Who is that? As if it's one.
Not now. It's a few.
It's a few.
Preacher
oh.
boy. Preacher boy. He just got by a song and a prayer. You know. When the motherfucker figure that they've been doing something so long, they just come out of practice without doing something. And just going, you know, I'm gonna whoop shit out of him. That's it. I love to get bust down back. I love to get bust down. I love to get him back. In the city of Chicago?
In the
city of Chicago, no. I just wanna be the ride along. Like, you know, I'm the ride along with the sheriff. The sheriff
okay.
KO
okay.
and the sheriff said, man, hey deputy, go on over there and take care of that, man. I don't feel like fucking with that, man. You get that? And I go, I give him Mr. Ricochet.
Oh, man.
So I mean, shit, you know what? Listen to this shit with Mouse talking about he'll be back and all that. Yeah. Well, you know, he got to set something, you know, and shit. So
yeah.
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
As I said, I'll be there. I'm waiting. And that ain't going to happen.
Man.
Hey, man.
Oh,
see, man, that, you know, that sometimes in this race game, man, once you lose to certain individuals, man, they bat breakers, man. I broke that man back, man. Man, the little mouth was so
cocky,
man.
That was really thing.
Hey, man, that old crooked-legged motherfucker, man, he ain't going to beat me, man. I want to let you. Man, just fucked him up. You know what I mean?
Oh,
my
goodness.
He just fucked
Ooh-wee.
Up. Oh,
wee.
Now he all in disarray, huh?
I wonder if somebody from here called me out saying they want to rob me.
No, Sheriff, you're at the top of the food chain, Sheriff. But you came back.
Oh, it's coming.
You came
I know
back.
It's going to come. It might not come right now, but it's coming. Because you know you've been in full effect.
They are grinding their teeth. They gon' something gonna happen. Oh, it's gonna happen. It just ain't happening right now. That's all. But you be rest assured, somebody gonna try it. I know they are. It's coming.
In the city of Chicago,
well,
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Nah. Sheriff at the top of his game. Sheriff got all his work out of town.
I want somebody to grab a hold of me.
Yeah, I'm saying that they ain't gonna do it in the city of Chicago. Sheriff said, "Deputy, just take care of all my light work here in Chicago, because they ain't gonna fuck with sheriff.
Yeah.
I got them.
You know what I noticed? It'd be a lot of people sit back, just like Big Shad to say, they be grinding their teeth. It's a lot of people sit back, and they don't like the way I talk, and it creates animosity, but there's nothing that they can do about it. You get what I'm saying? The only thing they got to do when I come around is bend the fucking knee. And help push the car up. That'd be their best bet. If they get on another lane, I'm gonna knock them off. Ain't nobody here that can whoop me. I'll tell you that right now.
Ooh wee. That's a heavy load. That's all I can say. That's a heavy, heavy load, brother. A heavy load.
What was that? A month ago, bad nigga was jumping up and said, 2 months ago, man, you ain't shit, man. You ain't shit, Bill.
Man, the motherfucking phone won't even light up. Damn.
Yeah, I see him. I'm just saying.
Just telling you, that man put work in. That combination,
you got
heaven sent. Yes, indeed.
Vaughn going down there, and he going to beat the hell out of both of them.
Wait a minute. That's right. Who Vaughn locked in with down there?
He locked in with Wicks.
Oh,
I
that's
don't
right.
Even know,
with Predator?
Yeah, I don't even know if it's going to be nothing left over for Vaughn when he get down there. I ain't leading them to scrap. But you know, Vaughn hungry, so he going to get those scraps.
Oh man, that's right.
Then he locked in with Wick. I mean with Vic.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they all locked in down there. Yeah,
he'll
this
beat
is true.
Out of both F bodies. I guess we could go ahead and say we some F body killers in this motherfucker.
Oh man, unbelievable. Did anything? Well, I ain't got no report. Did anything happen today, or was just testing? You know, sometimes testing could turn into something. Ain't nothing happened.
When I go somewhere, I try to make testing turn into something. Every time I go, when somebody look at me, I tell them, "What the fuck you looking at?
Don't look at me.
You better get your ass up there."
Oh man.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Oh well, let's go. Shaky, take the reins. I'm scrolling, trying to see something.
Hey,
we got some people. There's people. Brother Gerald, Brother Ryan, Stereo, Brother Mouse. Oh no, we just like I'm saying, we just entertaining the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Stereo, what you got? Oh shit!
What do you mean?
Yeah, being an old school. Just the topic. Something that was on your mind. That's all. Just you, Ryan. Anybody? It don't matter. Something that might have crossed your mind, like that.
Who was that to say that? Only the strong survive. Only the strong.
Man, Terrio, you've been racing a long time, man. It's just funny, man. People don't really understand. Now, I'm just saying. Terrio, you 60-something years old, and you still racing, man.
62 years old.
That's
yeah,
a long
man.
That's a hell of a thing, man. Do y'all understand that? We talking about 40,
oh,
probably
I mean,
years
you know
in,
what?
Man. That's a long
Terrio,
time,
how long
man.
You been racing?
Since 83.
Look at that
years.
Shit. 1980 fucking damn three. That's a long time, man. That's a long,
how long,
having
long
a time.
How long drag been racing?
Drag been
oh,
going
long,
a little bit longer
yeah.
than me.
Yeah.
What about
yeah,
what
yeah.
about Didi?
Didi
long
been doing
time.
It a little bit longer than me.
Long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, Didi,
yeah.
he been doing it, yeah.
Okay,
them,
now.
Them two got a little bit on me. Drag and Didi, they got a little bit, a few
now
years
I'm
on
y'all,
me.
Now I'm going to ask y'all this. Who come behind them? You know, like y'all era. Like Ray Lowe and all them and y'all
Mr.
era.
B.
Who come behind them?
Well, Mr. B, them, me and Ray Lowe, we done ran back in the early days. Me and Ray Lowe. Damn, Mr. B.
I ain't heard nothing from old low dog in a long time. You know,
who,
people don't
Mr.
talk
B?
About him, but he gets it in.
Who, Mr. B?
No, see Ray Lowe.
Oh, well, you know that. Yeah, man, and Ray Lowe is just like Mouse. Hell, I retired him too. Shit. Hell, man. The last time Ray Lowe had a motherfucking drag race,
oh,
a grudge race,
crazy.
Was me. Oh, am I lying though? I'm learning from the sheriff to tell the truth. Am I lying?
Oh, man.
Hell,
man.
Hell, Ray Lowe. Hey, man. If you were to do a trivia question right now and say, what do Ray Lowe and Mouse got in common? They last great friend Jerry on he whooped their ass and they quit.
Oh, man. Boy, y'all know y'all talk some jokes, boy. That's all I can say. Man,
but hold
y'all,
am I lying? I'm going to ask again. Am I lying?
Y'all are funny. I'm telling you.
Am I lying? What do them
say,
two have in common?
Is anybody in queue? I know that it sparked somebody.
Yeah. They got in common, man.
Hey, Sensei.
Yeah, Sensei.
Let me answer a couple of questions for you all before I go to sleep. Greg's been raised since he's 16 years old. He's 61 now. Didi been racing since he was 16 years old and 66 years old now. Didi been racing along with anybody in the city and proud and did more race than anybody in the city. Didi don't get
okay.
no credit because he don't deserve none because of the way he treat and act, but he been racing 100 years. Rayla was
oh,
born
man.
In the grand race.
Well,
Rayla's
you know,
family
I promise
was racing.
He's still racing right now, so it's like he's been racing a long time. These people, just in
yeah,
the age, Terrio, 62 years old, that man been racing
yeah.
a long time, man.
Oh, damn, yeah.
That's a long time.
Raylo walked like, away from what they call quote-unquote grudge racing. He will. But Raylo was
yeah,
probably
yeah,
born
yeah.
in the drag race. His family was racing.
Let
me say this. That man Raylo racing when ain't nobody else racing. Say when it ain't a meet or something like that, that man going in and out of town. I wonder how many miles he done put on his rig, taking his car. And see, I really appreciate him because he racing for a specific crowd. And so, man.
It ain't the same. That's like saying man and sheriff going to go into the You didn't come into this shit shaky. You didn't come into this shit to go to this bracket shit, to go do this bracket shit. That shit weak, man. Man, that shit weak, man. Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. If Raylo over there coming, and he racing. He coming. He coming all the time.
That ain't
he's
shit, man.
Home. That might be.
That
the
ain't
same.
Nothing.
He get off
it ain't the
else.
Same. It ain't the
okay.
same. It ain't well, grudge racing, man. Grudge racing is me
well,
talking this shit
sir.
To your ass or you talking shit to me, beating my ass, taking my money, one-on-one, mono-mono. That's the fun shit. As the sheriff said, make it a motherfucker bend a knee.
I agree.
As the motherfucker said, bend a knee. Listen to what sheriff said. Hey, man, I'm going to make you bend a knee. That grass racing, that shit, man, that shit don't mix. That shit soft-ass racing, man. I don't know how to do that shit, man. Go, man, I'm going to do that motherfucking bracket racing, man.
He ain't son. He acting up wrong.
Man, don't nobody do that bracket racing, man. That grudge racing is that right now. Listen, you go down there. Hey, Shaky, you done worked at the motherfucking bus barn all goddamn week. You done made your motherfucking check. You getting ready to go home and say, man, I got to go pay this. Man, I'm getting ready to go beat Terrio ass, man. And then we get up there on these streets or at the track. Here I am shaking like a motherfucker, and you done beat my ass, and I got that sorry ass look on my face, and you said, yeah, baby, I beat that motherfucker. Man, that's a thrill to go home and shit and do that. That bracket racing shit ain't nothing, man. Come on, man. That's real bad. Do that apples and oranges, man. Nobody wants that shit, man.
Hey, Terrio, let me say this, Terrio.
Hold on. Let me say something.
Hold on, Kimo. I don't knock no race. I like all of it. That's fine. But this
ain't no bad. You think that they going down there? Wait, hold it. Are they going down there tomorrow? In this weekend, Vaughn and all them. Are they going down there to say, oh man, we giving the kumbaya with some bracket race? Hell no, man. They going down there to grudge race to beat. You motherfucking right, man. That's the good shit, man. That shit Shaky saying. Ain't no bad in here. Shaky, my boy. Shaky, my boy. But that grudge racing shit ain't nothing, man.
Listen to me, please. Listen, bro. Listen. Everybody got a story. And I kind of know that brother's story. Raylo stopped grudge racing a long time ago.
Raylo came back once he thought he was kicking everybody's ass. He was whooping Vaughn's ass.
Bro,
he was on his grudge show. He was talking shit like a motherfucker. Raylo was talking shit like a motherfucker on his grudge show, talking shit and all that. He got his ass beat and he done went up under the rug now, man. He like, man, I'm giving this shit up. So don't come with that bullshit, man. Man, come on off that. Shaky. You ain't heard from me. That man was on the show every motherfucking week talking about, I whoop this, I whoop that, and I've done this and done that. That man got his ass whooped and then vanished. Just fucking vanished. So don't come with that bracket shit, man. No, nobody. It ain't no point to get it. You can't miss. You can't put together bracket with grudge racing, man. That's two different styles. You can't give him credit. That motherfucker. Hey, Shaky, what you saying is a prize racehorse that been racing his ass off. Then after that day, he lost the big race. They put that motherfucker out there to pastures. And then he pulling cops. And you said, man, well, he's still going around the track. He ain't playing the game no more. We didn't put that motherfucker out. Get out of there.
Unbelievable.
He gone.
Hey, Madman, your mic is open. Brother Flop, your mic is open. Kid, your mic is open. And Brother Stokes, your mic is open. Good evening.
Hey, Flop, we in there?
Yeah.
You know. Hey, you know who else I want to get? You want me to tell you who else I want to get? I want to get that motherfucking Mr. B. That motherfucking Mr. B. Because he's nothing.
Man. Oh, he gone. Hey, listen at this song I got for you. Fred. Hey, listen what I got. Freddy's dead. Dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun. No. That's I bless his heart.
You're so stupid,
with that going on, hey, man, he gone. Like all kinds of things just said, he gone.
Brian said he won't miss the beat. Who is that calling my
man
on flop line? Good evening. Who is that?
Hey, man.
What?
Who is that? Hello? Flop, bro, Flop, are you there?
What do you want to say?
Hey, Madman, are you there? Somebody, I heard somebody talking in the background. I couldn't tell who it was. They were talking.
I'm listening, man.
Oh, okay. Let me get Mr. B on, man. That's say Mr. B want to. He want to run.
Hey, Sham.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget to do what you're supposed to do.
Mr. B. Oh, shit. Let's see. Man, it ain't looking good, Flock. Ain't looking good. Oh man.
I hope you talk about that cake. You talk about ain't looking good. What you talk about?
Yeah, it ain't looking good, Trey. No, it ain't looking good.
Fly.
Hey, Shaky, I really didn't want to hear that. I'm going to act like I didn't so I don't go to his ass.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just ignore him.
If you mind your business, you'll live a long time.
Oh, really?
Ain't it, man?
Carry on.
Hey, brother.
Yeah. What up, Big Sham?
Hey. We asked a question this evening. Brother Mouth did, and Brother Shaky. They said, "Is there anybody that you ever lost to that you want to reentangle with, or is there anybody that just you always wanted to race and you never got a chance to race them, and you still want to race them? Do you have anybody in those categories?"
No, I don't.
No. Okay.
Hey, this ain't fair. I sure like to talk about Raylo, though, so that's not fair. Yeah, the man lost, but the man, he wasn't really a grudge racer at this time. Yeah, he was talking shit and got fucked up. We all get fucked up. That's what makes us get better. But that motherfucker still doing what he do. He ain't never stopped. And I got to give this dude, because I'm telling you, I understand what Terry O's saying. But that man is a special kind of racer. Yeah, Rob.
Well, you know, but I'm going to tell you this. After taking in that consideration, Terrio is right. He retired.
Okay.
Terrio retired that motherfucking Mouse, and he retired Raylo. After he got done with Raylo, Raylo said he ain't doing no more grudge racing.
That's
huh?
Oh man!
You know who else I want to run?
Who?
I want to run Didi. He's sweet.
He's sweet, man.
He's sweet.
Hey Ryan, when we get done with your ass, you're gonna say so you ain't doing no more grudge racing.
He's still racing.
Oh, who was that? They said when they get done with me, I will be done with grudge racing. When the survey say that's a goddamn lie, because whoever it is, I beat the living shit out of them.
Oh man, unbelievable.
No. Whoever said that they don't even know nobody in my class that they can go get to whoop me.
Nice try.
Okay. All right, then. Wow, that was that.
Hey, watch this. Whoever just said that won't take get their motherfucking ass down there to Valdosta. I got fucking Saturday at 6 o'clock open.
Hey,
whoever
hey,
said it.
Sugar Bear, I know you on this mic, but hold on. Mr. Clark, your mic is open.
The week 50.
Oh, shit. Drag, your mic is open, too. Right?
Hey, man.
Did you call me the week before Von?
You don't plan the funerals. Young Money planned the funerals.
Hello?
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 Hey, Ryan, that goes DD right there. What
did he say?
Hello?
Say it again.
You over, Clark.
Hello?
We hear you.
Let him say hello one
hello?
More time.
Hello? Can anybody hear me?
Yeah,
everybody
we
hear your dumb ass.
Hey,
can
Ryan.
You hear us? You sweet.
Hey, Ron, didn't you beat me up that fire and I didn't say a word. The next week you called me and asked me was I going to Vaughn race, didn't you? Did you call me and ask me was I coming to Vaughn's race?
I don't know if I did or not.
You didn't talk to me on the phone and I said, Hey, Ron, get back up to Vaughn's race and bring grandson too. Didn't I tell you that?
You may have.
And bring as much money as you want. Didn't I tell you that? And what did you tell me?
I can't.
I'm not running in Chicago no more. So don't get on here talking that gangster shit about you so
fast. No, I'm just saying
you're
sweet.
When all you run is down south.
Hey,
you
run down
south.
No, but does that take away that you're sweet?
I was ready to run you the next week, and I'm ready to run you right now.
Yeah, but does that take?
I'm ready to run you right now.
Yeah, but does that take away that you're sweet?
Ryan, listen. You came to me. Say bet 2020. I come to the track with $25,000. You got $5,007.
But you weren't betting. You weren't betting number
so 5,000.
Stop talking
about how much money you got.
No, but you weren't betting number 5,000.
Stop talking about how much money you got.
No,
you got
because you weren't betting number for 5,000. You came with 25,000, but you weren't betting number 5,000. Just 5,000. That's all you bet it.
And June was standing right there when you said all I got is 5.
No, I don't know what to use a motherfucking lie. That's all I got is fine. Use a motherfucking old motherfucking liar.
Hey, Ryan,
hold on. See,
people
that's why I beat your ass. See,
man.
I beat your ass the first time for lying. And I beat your ass the second time for lying.
People were standing there listening at your power.
Hey, that's all
no
I got is 5,000. And you a
that's
goddamn old goddamn liar.
That's all you had, man, and there were 7 people back then.
Cut it out before I stay on your ass for the rest of this night.
I get on here to tell the truth.
Come on, that's all I got is 5,000. Motherfucker, you're the only broke motherfucker. That's all I got is five.
You
goddamn.
Right.
I don't go back.
Hey, you
stop
understand?
It, man.
Hey, Ryan, listen. You won, but listen. I've been trying to
beat
get
your
in the ring with
ass. I didn't win.
Every
I beat your motherfucking ass.
I was at 41
I didn't win. I beat your motherfucking ass. See, winning is like when you red light. I beat your ass twice. You ain't never
hey,
beat me.
Ryan, listen,
you never beat
I
me.
I want to say something to you. Hey, Ryan,
no,
listen.
I would say something to you. You never beat me.
4 years straight
no,
and
what?
Come back.
Hey, but how many times have you beat me? But how many times have you beat me?
4 years, man. You've been gone 4 years. You
no,
don't
but
have
how
no
many
money.
Times have you beat me?
You don't have no
have you
money.
Ever beat
when
me?
I saw you at Menard,
hey,
you
but have you ever beat me, man?
4 years ago. Now
have you ever beat me?
You is. How much money you got?
No, I'm going to ask you something. How many times you beat me?
How many times I beat you? I ain't never beat you.
All right, just shut the fuck up then.
Now, hey, Ryan,
you never
going to
beat me.
You.
Yeah, but you
hey,
never going to.
Hey, I got a
ask me how many times.
You.
Hold on, ask me
hey,
how many
Ryan,
times I beat
listen,
you.
I got a question
how many
for
times
you.
Have
I
beat
want
you?
I to run your monkey ass.
Yeah, but how many
I
times I beat
you?
Yeah, but how many times have I beat you?
Wait a minute.
How many times have I been
robbed?
Happy day.
Hey, Ryan. Oh, Wolfie, you beat me out of $5,000. I ain't gonna lie. You won.
But how many times have I beat you?
Hey, you beat me four years ago out of 2,000.
Hey.
4 years ago.
And then I turned around and beat you again. See, you a guaranteed. You a guaranteed sucker.
Hey. Okay. Hey, Ryan, listen.
No, see, you a guaranteed sucker.
Let me give you some English on this here. You won
$5,000.
You can't
give me nothing. I ain't gonna take no advice from somebody who beat that motherfucking ass.
I won about $50,000. So if a motherfucker beat you out of $5,000, you think I'm mad? Them four years you was sitting at home with no money, your TVs wasn't working, and your lights wasn't on. I was out winning races for $50,000.
In 10 years, you ain't won no motherfucking $50,000.
Hey,
so stop your motherfucking lying.
Hey,
who have you beat?
Hey,
who have you beat?
Hey, Ryan,
who have you beat since I was gone?
Ryan, I got some people that you call and get right on this phone and tell you I beat them out $100,000.
Well, go ahead and call. Tell them to get on. Tell them to get on. Call them right now. Tell them to get on.
Wait a minute. All you got to do is call Puerto Rican Junior. Call Puerto Rican Junior, and when you get a chance, call Tichu. Ask him. Ask him how much I beat him out. See, I know what you is. You was a straight sucker. You done spent $100,000 in your car, and every time of race you bet $2,000. You got to be the stupidest motherfucker on earth to call yourself a drag racer.
But I'm asking you something. Where have you been?
He got back $2,000.
Where have you beat me?
I gotta give you that, Ryan. You got bragging rights.
No, but where have
you?
Hey, but where have you beat me?
You got bragging rights.
Where have you beat me?
You supposed to brag, motherfucker.
But where have you beat me?
Hey, Ryan, listen at this here.
I'm still curious. What have you beat me, man? You haven't ever. You never told me yet when you beat me.
Hey, Ryan, listen, you stupid motherfucker. I don't have no no engine builder, none of that. I took a $3,500 car and won $50,000 in 2 years. You stupid motherfucker. You got a $100,000 car and you in the red $100,000. Who's smart? You stupid motherfucker. I keep telling
you.
You must don't follow
the goddamn internet.
And for one thing, I know.
How many races have I lost this year? How many races have I lost this year?
Okay. Hey, Ryan, listen. How many races have you won this year?
I don't know. Tell them.
How many you won this year? Tell me.
Hey, you one of them.
Wait a minute. Hey, Ryan, we on you now. Tell me how many you won this year.
Hey, but you one of them. That's the only one that counts.
How many did you win?
How many races have you won? That's the only one count.
How many times did you win? Okay,
hey, but
you
hold on.
Beat me. Okay, that's $5,000. Now,
hey, but hold on. That's the only one that counts.
I know for a fact Jack Green made $15,000 tuning you dumbass niggas for the weekend. He made $15,000 tuning y'all motherfucking car for the weekend. Y'all got to be the stupidest motherfucker in the world.
Somebody pocket watching.
Y'all got to be the stupidest motherfucker in the world. $15,000 a week.
Hold on a second. Well, those are the two of the top tier.
Ma'am?
Tell me how much you won.
With you.
I mean, I thought this was serious.
I've been out there. Ever since you whooped me.
I thought this was a serious. Hey, watch this. Hey, Shad, look.
fun.
Hey, I'm asking you something.
I did want to get
hey,
on
do you remember
ass
when
about
I ran?
This.
Hey, do you remember when I ran? When I ran Didi with my Mustang? I didn't know I was gonna win until
hey,
I looked
Ryan,
up and ran.
Hey, Ryan,
right, look.
Listen.
Hey, Drag
hey,
said,
Ryan,
you, Drag said, you got 2-1
on.
That's what I'm
gonna
go win, man.
Talk about today. You
wait a minute, Drag.
Yeah,
hey, Drag,
that.
You on the phone?
You talking about 4 years ago?
Yeah, I'm on. I'm just listening,
you,
bro.
You talking about four years ago.
Drag told you had 2-1 odds, Ryan. What'd you say?
No, Drag. Oh, look, when I ran DD, look, hey, listen to this shit. When I ran DD with that Mustang, I didn't know if I was going to win or not, but I turned around and Drag said, he said, anybody want to bet against the Mustang, they got 2-1 odds. When I seen him say that, I knew I was going to win. You get what I'm saying?
Hey, Ryan, listen. You see, y'all misunderstanding. I don't give a fuck who bet against me or what people say. Cause that don't make me eat, motherfucker. What they eat and shit don't fill me up. So I don't care what people say. See, that's what you
hey,
in
look,
the
man.
For. You in this
look,
game
I beat
for
your
life
ass. Look, I beat your ass then.
And all
built another
shit.
Car.
But watch
and
what
I beat
gonna
your
happen
ass this time.
You're going to be the same way back up there at Manawa asking me to lend you $20 to get you 2 quarts of oil to put in your car, motherfucker. So first, how about you look? Poor-ass nigga.
Oh, man.
See, I already know where you're headed with this.
Hey.
I done seen this happen to a
see,
million
see,
people.
Look.
They get a 2-year
see, this,
run.
This is what I don't do.
Listen, right.
Hey, this what I don't do.
Run,
I ain't going to entertain no.
Years,
hey, I ain't going to entertain nobody
up.
Lying. I ain't gonna do that.
Hey,
man, stop! I want to buy 20. I don't even want to talk
Ryan.
To him no more. Hey, hold on.
Ryan,
man, you never gonna
years,
talk no more. I don't even want to.
Up.
I don't even want to talk to
it.
You, man. I don't talk to people that lie on me, man. I ain't
hey,
gonna.
I,
man,
hey, Ryan,
look.
I know you don't want to hear the truth.
We ain't,
this is the truth,
hey, I'm not gonna talk to you, man. I don't talk to people that lie on me like
I
that.
I know
but
you don't
want to
hear
you ain't got
this shit. I be telling you the truth. How you think I've been racing for the last 45 years? Cause I build my own motors, tune them, and I drive. That's how come I've been racing for the last 40 years and ain't missed a year. See, niggas like you got to take out 4 years to get you up a little money. Jewelry. Now, you on top. I ain't got nothing against that. But don't tell no motherfucker that I'm ducking you because I tried to run you and Vaughn and Man and whoever else that was at Vaughn's race. I told y'all, get the fuck down. I don't need a shakedown. I'm ready to go. And your punk ass say you don't race in Chicago no more. You race down there and got them 800, 900 miles away. I say, well, y'all can have that shit y'all doing now, that 8-mile race. Y'all can have that. I'm going to load up and leave. You motherfuckers, whenever you motherfuckers get enough heart and enough money to come to the real playground, 1,320 feet, guess who waits? These motherfuckers, all y'all do is do like you did the day before Vaughn's race. You pick the phone up, you stupid motherfucker, and say, hey, Didi, you coming to Vaughn's race? I say, yeah, and I'm looking for you and Vaughn. I'm ready. And I showed up, and I was there ready to race you motherfuckers for whatever. You motherfuckers been talking about Vaughn saying you had to shake down. He went up there and laid an egg with grandson and popped that weak motherfucker. Then me and Man, we talked about a race, and then we was going to run. Then Bum towered at us, told him, don't let nobody run a quarter mile here. And I loaded up. Big Sam was standing right there when I was talking to everybody, and Leon was us too. So don't tell me, motherfucker, I'm ducking you. I wants to run. I told y'all I'd come up to Martin, Michigan and fuck your weak ass up. Now, and you motherfuckers talk about, yeah, that y'all remember on the phone, what did he tell me? He said, Didi, whatever you bet, I'm going to bet double that. Everybody was on the phone holding. Say, if you bet $5,000, I'm going to put 10 up to your 5. When I get to the track, that poor-ass nigga talking about he got $2,000 locked up, and let me see if I can get up another 3. And I had 30 with me, motherfucker. I put it on the car hood. Say that is, I brought 30 with me today, motherfucker. And
ooh,
your ass, I'm glad you didn't bet, because my car goddamn knocked the tires
off. Yeah, he
I'm glad you didn't bet. You had a bankroll in, nigga. You could have really talked some shit. But you ain't nothing but a $3,000 to $5,000 betting ass nigga, and you ain't worth chasing. I want everybody to know that you ain't worth chasing. You done paid more fuck out than you done had race. Motherfucker, don't tell me about it. Say, man, Ryan ain't gonna do him to get down here and pay the punk out. That's what he been doing, paying all punk out. He might have won two races in his whole life, but he get on here and talk about he a killer. And everybody in Chicago scared of it. And this and that. You a motherfucking live DD scared of you, motherfucker. I got a baseball, and I'm looking for a sucker like you. And the minute I catch you without Jack Green, your motherfucking ass, you crawl up in a hole and pay off the punk out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, uh-oh. He got a motherfucker. Look, motherfucker, I know he's going to be broke in 2 years. He's going to be back in the line asking the motherfucker to give $20 to get some money. He's paying a driver. He's paying a tuner. He's paying a motherfucker to tow his car. He's paying a motherfucker to look down the track. He got to be the stupid motherfucker. You don't owe me. That's what I'm saying. And tricks. They pay for service. That's what tricks do.
He said he paid enough for the
man, I'm so sick of that nigga getting on here talking about, oh, I own this. I own the West Side.
Oh, no, 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 man.
You spent $100,000 to win $2,000. How stupid, man. You know who you sound like? You sound like this stupid motherfucker, what's her name? The lady that was just there, Larry Lightfoot or whatever. She spent $3 million. Now that's how come to make $500,000. You spent $3.5 million to make $600,000. You got to be the stupidest broad on earth. And that's
well,
where
listen,
I think that these niggas spend that money like that on their car
news.
And go out there and race for $2,000. You got to be the stupidest motherfuckers on earth. This is why you gonna see them motherfuckers in the soup line asking a motherfucker to get them something to eat, or their lights gonna get turned off, or their kids ain't got no clothes to wear to school. But
ease
you,
up,
hey,
Claude.
You can
ease
bet
up.
Kids, every one of these kids
ease
of mine
up,
got everything they fucking need in
hey,
life.
Ryan, that nigga on your ass, boy. Ooh. Yo,
I'm so sick of this stupid motherfucker.
Damn.
Every time he get on the show, he's a stupid motherfucker. He say some of the stupidest shit in the world.
God.
Hey,
dang.
It's his turn to win. It ain't no secret.
Hey,
and I'm glad
AD.
For him to win.
Oh,
but
no,
when he get on here and talk down to everybody, like he is almighty, oh, I got to run my car for $5,000 and better. Because that's all you got, man, and it's seven people betting it. That's all you got, and it's seven people betting it. When I showed up to run for that 25, it was me and my motherfucking son and grandson. And I'm ready to go for that 25, goddamn it, today. And that's my only invite up with me and Junior. Now, when I showed up at goddamn 41, I had Mello with me. So I was willing to bet 40 that day. When I ran that motherfucker, Vaughn called me to the side. I bet 10 out of my pocket by myself. So I know I'm a killer. I bet 10 by myself. That wasn't even a pocket.
Yes.
I said, whatever.
God almighty.
And Hill Sucker going to tell me he beat me out 5,000. And I had
shit,
just
man.
Beat Vaughn and them last year out of 40. For
45.
Take 5 for 40. What do that leave you with? I know y'all can count. 35,000.
Good God, my
boy.
And then I was going to run Double D. I said, Double D, let me get some
right,
kids back. I said, Double D, let me get some kids back. I want to run hell up with Bushwick right off the trailer. You know what Double D say he had? Now, y'all know I run Double D for 2,000 up there. He tell me he got 500.
Come on,
I said,
man.
I don't run for 500. I said, but what I'm going to do is
God.
I told him I'd do
shit.
I said, I'm going to let my
son. Some shit tonight.
Hey, I said, I'm going to let my grandson drive Bushwick. I said, the same car you whooped. I said, I'm going to let my grandson. He's never been in there. And for your 500, we're going to take the nicest off both cars. And y'all going up there and beat him. I ain't even going up to the sideline with him for 500. I'm gonna let him bet the 500 and run your head up a horsepower. And he had never drove Bushwick a day in his life. And them motherfuckers was scared. I tried to run that white Mustang up there. Them coward motherfuckers are bond and they wouldn't run. So y'all can talk all that tough shit about y'all bad. Down south, you might be bad. Go down to Alabama because I ain't coming. Go down to Valdosta, Georgia, I ain't coming. Go down to Florida, I'm not coming. But if a motherfucker come in my backyard, I'm a bad motherfucking dog, partner.
Mm.
And I'm looking for it. And that's all I got to say about this year. I tried to run five or six more people this year. And motherfucker, everybody got my number. And if a motherfucker called me and said, D.D., we ready to go. Everybody knows, say, I'm going to say, where you want me to go? I went straight to the grove when the motherfucker called me and locked in. Backed that bitch out the trailer and sit there and wiped it off. Say, when you shake down, Johnny Rail said, you going to shake down? I said, yeah, when they get here.
Stole
on them. I want some I don't want to get on these talk shows. All this bullshit, I'm too old for that shit now. If a motherfucker looking for D.D., dial my number and tell me what track you're going to be in within a 100
Goddamn, he's rough now.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah. Hey, y'all stop it when he's
of motherfuckers on here like they really gangster. And they got 30 motherfuckers betting 5,000 with them. Now, I could be a sucker. I could be a sucker like them. I could go out, take my car, spend me $100,000 or $200,000, get me a driver, and tell everybody I'm the toughest motherfucker in the world. And then race for $2,000. That's going out the world ass backwards. That's going out the world ass backwards, man. Instead of doing that, you know what I did? I said, 60 shit, we got Junior, let's go race. I took 100 and bought two more motherfucking properties. And guess what? I took 100 and bought two more properties, and them two properties, them motherfuckers worth $500,000, $250 a piece. Now ask Ryan how much his car worth. He can't get that motherfucker away.
Vaughn, your mic is
can't
open.
Get that raggedy motherfucker away.
Your mic is open too.
I'm going to listen to the show,
man.
Sam. I'm going to listen.
I had enough fun for the night. Sam, I should have got on last week. I should have got on with Sam.
What out? What y'all on? Yeah,
Sam called me last week at 10:30.
Hey,
I was sleeping. I didn't want
to
until I didn't
week.
Know
I
when
could,
they say
I'm going to be on the holding court.
When they say D-Fan was looking for me, I said, man, it's 50 degrees and it's raining and shit outside. Who looking for me in 50 degrees of rain? But tell D-Fan and Preacher Boy and them, they got my number. Preacher Boy called me and talked to me every now and then. They got my number. They ain't got to get on the show and say they looking for me. If a motherfucker looking for me, my number been the same for the last 35 years.
Mm.
35 years, the same motherfucking number. So you ain't got to get on the show and say, hey, I'm looking for D.D. and them, see if they want to play. No, call D.D. and see what kind of actions you get.
Bill Conformer.
Jack Green, $15,000 for the weekend to punch some buttons on the laptop. Man, I quit racing if I had to do that. You stupid motherfucker. And then get on the phone. I'm bad. I'm the baddest motherfucker around. I whoop this. I whoop that. When it's your time to win, man, ain't nobody stop. You're gonna win. That's all. It just wasn't my time to win. It's Ryan's time to win. But you know what I think about these suckers that's winning? It's their time to win. But guess what? Motherfuckers ain't got but 2,000 to bet. When it's my time to win, I'm betting 20.
Goddamn.
When it's my time to win, watch how that bet go. Motherfuckers out here, they nitpicking. They winning and betting 2,000, 1,500 over here, 750 over here, 500. Yeah, you
Stay strong. Stay strong.
Get on my motherfucking nerves. When it's his time, when a motherfucker's turn to beat him, watch they have that bed up there, sky high, and a motherfucker knock him in his head. And you know what he gonna do? Same thing he did with the Mustang. Jump the motherfucker. Come back, took it apart, and had it for sale. Didn't come back out for 4 years. Yeah, see, they can't stand to lose. See, I can lose and smile about it because you know why? My winning percentage is goddamn 90%. And when I win, I have them bets on. Ask motherfuckers when I win how much I have on. When I lose, I'm trying to bet too. I'm trying to bet like a motherfucker. But won't nobody close my bet? I think it's a money shortage somewhere. Because earlier part of the year, the man told me if I bet 10, he's going to bet 20. So I brought goddamn 30 with me. I said, well, he's got to be 60. This motherfucker, he said he got money. He said he has money. It's no problem. I get there, the man show up, June standing there with him, he got 2,000. And it took him to 4 o'clock to get the other three up. The other 3,000. I said, God damn it. And the Trans Am boys is my witness. The Trans Am boys is my witness. They were holding the money. It took him goddamn 4 hours to get 3,000 up. Talk about how much money he got. Poor ass nigga. Hey, man, let me get off this phone. Hey, man, y'all have a good winter, man. I hope everybody be all right, you know, and get y'all kids some toys and shit, because these boys ain't going to have no money to get no toys.
Oh, man.
They done spent all this money in the race car and paying a tuner and paying a driver and paying a motherfucker to take the car down there. Hey, Jay, I talked to you and your brother. Y'all was at the track 2 summers in a row with him, looking for a motherfucker. And your brother is just like me. He said, hey, man, I do all my work in-house, too. I'm just like you. I say, hey, in another year or so, me and you probably going to be the only two out here racing. Because these other niggas that's paying all these people to do this shit, they're going to be looking for a motherfucker to get them something to eat. Now they'll be fucked up. I know how this game goes.
Oh man, oh man. Unbelievable.
I told Sherman, hey, me and you gonna be the king. I've been the king for 40 years. I said, you're gonna go pass it down to you because you're doing your own shit too. Your own tuning and driving and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. They talking that shit about, oh, man, ain't no way. A motherfucker with a 6AL and a carburetor and this can't do nothing. Little mama, my grandson, I give it to him. It's got a 6AL on it and one nicest kid on it, and I won $40,000 with that motherfucker. So these people that's spending all this money, just like he's spending their money, they're going to have to get in the back seat of the car and ride to the track with y'all. Man, can I ride, get a ride to the track? Can I get a ride to the track?
Oh, man, oh, man.
I just want to go watch.
Oh, my goodness.
I call them motherfuckers out the very next week. And them motherfuckers told me, no, I don't race in Chicago. I race down south only. I said, well, I'm going to leave y'all alone then, man. Now he get on the phone and tell everybody I'm sweet. That's what got me hot. A motherfucker called me and said, Ryan on the phone. I must not be too sweet. The motherfucker couldn't come up with another 5,000. And I had 25 to 30 with me. I don't know what Junior had with him. I'm just talking about what I had. And the motherfucker, it took them 4 hours to get up 3,000 to bet the 5. But I'm proud.
Oh,
man. I'm glad to see that he a sucker. You know, I'm glad to see he a sucker. Got them white folks tuning him and paying him and tuning him and paying him to drive and towing his car around. He a boss. But guess what? For only 2 years. Watch this. The next 4 years, he's going to be back in the house. He don't be able to come outside. See, I've been outside for 45 years. And the rest of them guys will be the same way in the house. They don't dare come outside. enjoy the weather and shit and watch the race.
All right. Oh, man. Unbelievable. Well,
only on Big Sam's show.
There he go. Only on Sam's show.
Unbelievable. Somebody called Clark and told him, man, they on here talking about you.
Awesome. There he go.
Oh, my goodness.
Shit.
Okay. Everybody can talk now. Vaughn. Everybody can talk. Everybody open now.
Only nobody wants to talk at
But you see, you know what? All that whooping and talking about you this and that, that's what happens. You know what I'm saying? All that stuff ain't necessary. No, and I'm not talking about Diddy. I'm just talking about Ryan always want to talk about this person, this and this person, that, and it just don't make no sense. No, it's crazy, man. All that. Now he's in silence. He's in silence. But when somebody answers to all the stuff he say, and they got something to say, you've been the one doing all the talking. Now you ain't doing. You done got silent. What is all the talk for? It don't make no sense. You know, I'm not saying any of the stuff true or any of it false, but, you know, one talk deserves another one, you know, and that's what he got, you know.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Who started all this? Shaky? I think it was Shaky. It was his fault. I'm blaming Shaky.
I guess when the kitchen get hot, they get the hell out of there, don't they?
Yeah.
don't
heat it up. Don't heat it up then. You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly what it was. Just like he was free to say whatever he wanted to say, then got dog and Clark was free to say whatever he wanted to say. You understand what I'm saying? I can't see where he did no wrong. You know what I'm saying? I can't see it. And I'm not talking bad about nobody, but that's what all that talk gets you. It gets the mo talk.
Can't take the heat.
Yep.
Hey,
man, who's back there moving, man? Who been moving the whole show?
What y'all got going on there, man? Y'all choosing violence tonight. What y'all got going on? Somebody building something. I don't know what they're building. Hey, what it looks like, huh? Ratchet straps. Huh? What it look like down there? I don't know. I ain't made yet. I'm just rolling. Oh, okay. Anybody down there? I heard some few people down there testing. Yeah. And it's a private testing, though.
Oh, you didn't go to the track today, Vaughn?
Uh-uh. I'm on the road, though.
Y'all locked in the race?
Yeah, we locked in the race.
When y'all racing?
We race Friday and Saturday.
You got Vic locked in the run, right? And then who else?
Saturday. Vic. Vic locked in on Saturday and Whit locked in on Saturday. And then I got Lenny. Then I got Lenny with Jack Ball Kyle on Friday.
Oh, that's tomorrow. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about that one, Jack Ball versus Steve and Lenny. I forgot about that one. It's Friday. Yeah. That's tomorrow. Wait a minute. What time is that tomorrow?
At 4.
Oh, really? That's early.
Yeah. Getting it over with. Getting it out the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm be looking for some motel. I'm gonna be patching my tail, but I'm getting over it.
Oh man, they
get it on over, so we can focus on other stuff. You know.
All right. Well, y'all already know tomorrow at 4 o'clock. I might have to go live tomorrow. Somebody gonna have to go live, man.
You on your way down there, Chef?
No, I'm trying to work myself out. No, I'm trying to get myself together. I'm trying to get myself together. That's what I'm trying to do right now.
No
problem.
You're going.
That's my plan. Yeah. That's my plan. Yeah. Well, oh my goodness, man, y'all. Man, how can one person just come and just shut the whole show down? Everybody quiet.
I'm just listening, Sham. That's all I'm doing. I'm enjoying the show. I'm just enjoying
the freaking show. Y'all got a good one going on. I just came in, though.
Man, hey, man.
yes.
Hey, man. It just don't make no sense, man. Y'all, man. Unbelievable. Hey, I blame Stereo. It's Stereo and Shaky. It's y'all fault. I blame y'all. I'm blaming y'all right now. Oh man, y'all are funny to me. That's all I can say.
I heard somebody say every week it's somebody else's turn.
Everybody gets a turn, I guess.
Okay.
Everybody get a turn. Yeah, this is true. Sugar Bear, are you on this mic? Let me see.
Not the honey bee.
Let me look at this.
Well, that kitchen got hot. Hey, ain't today Thursday?
It is.
Today Thursday. Eddie ain't frying nobody.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. Oh, my goodness, grief, man.
I'm right here, man.
I'm in this old motherfucker Peterbilt. He's bound on 70, baby. He's going to get it.
Well, hey, wait a minute. Hey, off the trailer. When y'all locked in? Friday or Saturday?
Saturday at 7 o'clock.
Oh, Saturday at 7. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Man, it's gonna be real interesting.
Fuck
how it turned out.
Man, you go right there.
Oh, Vaughn, you made it to F&M yet, Vaughn? So you made it to F&M yet?
I can hear you. What'd you say?
I said you made it to F&M yet.
Vaughn, sound like he over there sleeping.
Hey, Vaughn ain't even crossed 159th Street yet.
Shit, I'm telling you, goddamn.
I'm rolling, know that.
That nigga driving around in circles around his block.
Shit, I was gonna tell you to pull over at the pilot, goddamn it, in Effingham, and pick me up. But shit, I'll get on manager by that time.
Drag, you coming out, man?
I can't make it. I plan on coming, but I can't make it. Don't make that one.
Don't worry about it, man. I'm a representative for you. Don't worry about it. Don't need to worry about it. It ain't need no big deal.
When y'all run the dude from down there or anywhere other than from home, I'm rooting for you, betting with you. I want to see you.
I know you might want to bet with with that old West Side car, you know, we can do the usual that we got going on.
You still up on me, 250? I'm in the hole.
That's what I'm saying. I was just waiting for the
sound.
You can just bet that with you in the hole.
I'll let you know tomorrow.
Okay.
Wait a minute. What West Side car you talking about?
I mean, it's an Indiana car, but it's a West Side car. My ass.
I'm gonna bet. I gotta make a call for.
Okay, make two or three calls. My phone's gonna be busy tomorrow because everybody keeps saying they're gonna let me know tomorrow. So you might be on hold.
I like man. I like man for that 250.
Bet.
That's a bet.
Huh. Look at that. Ooh-wee. Going to be very interesting. Very interesting. Oh, my goodness,
yep.
Man.
Well, shit going to get hot around this, champ. Shit going to get hot.
Man, it's going to get real saucy. Real saucy. Oh, my goodness, man. I'm excited for y'all. I ain't going to lie.
Y'all better bring you some hoodies. Goddamn, it's going to be kind of chilly down there tonight.
Oh, man. Not the chilly.
Yep.
Oh, man. Good evening.
Come on, man. Well, somebody said DD the shit Ryan down. Where Ryan at?
Yeah, Shorty, you don't fuck Ryan up.
Ryan must have been sick today. He might have been sick. He didn't feel like talking.
Oh, damn, kid. You, man, y'all.
Yeah, he probably didn't feel like talking. You know what I'm saying? Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
Hey, Didi put on a goddamn fantastic show, baby.
Oh man, Didi came from he came out of nowhere. I said,
Shorty, I'm surprised didn't nobody get ran the fuck over.
Yeah, but there's one thing I can say, just my opinion. They said nobody would have run their car.
That's both ways. That's both ways.
No, it's both ways. It is both ways. I never said it was a one-sided thing. It's both ways. Yeah. He run his car where he want to run it, and that boy run his car where he want to run it. They can't meet up.
Mm-hmm.
That's all
oh,
it is.
Shit.
But they
you
did meet up.
Life,
they
baby.
Did meet up at Big Drag Race, though. They did meet up that now.
Yep.
They met up. They tried. They
life,
came
baby.
To play where they raced at. Yeah. What lifesaver? Leon, what are you talking about, a lifesaver? What are you talking about?
I thought it sounded like you come to save the bar. You saving the bar.
How am I saving the bar? My name ain't Ryan. I'm solidified,
oh, okay.
Baby.
Oh, okay.
I ain't
okay.
saving
I
nobody.
Said.
I said, I came on here.
Okay.
Look, how can I be throwing a lifesaver? I came on here and said, I heard Dee Dee ran Ryan off the phone. Did I not say that? The show recorded now. I said, I heard he told Ryan ass up. And all I said was one thing, with you going both of their favor, you can run your car where you want to run it at.
It goes with the miles, too. You can run your mouth, too. Okay.
I don't know nothing about that. I just said Dee Dee told his ass up.
Okay.
So what are you talking about? I don't understand
I
what he's saying, y'all.
Ball head. I ain't talking about
that. Hey, what are you talking about? I know. Hey, look. If someone going to like it. Some
gonna
hate it. That's just how it goes.
Hey, shit.
Of
this
course
you're
gonna
love
it.
This time was already when Dee Dee was on that ass. There's a whole bunch of not letting grunt
going
on when
Dee Dee
was on that ass. I say,
damn.
They don't like when Dee Dee got on Ryan's ass. It was a whole bunch of shit going on in that song. I listened good.
Wait a minute, hold on. Tell me who the hell was grunting.
One of us. So
I can't see where, you know what I'm saying, it's cool to even go there. Like, you know, that's just my opinion, y'all. I'm putting nobody down. I'm not talking bad about Ryan or none of that, but that ain't cool.
No, that was.
Yeah, but these guys, hey, they signify every day, Drag. I hear
yes,
every day. I'll be in on it.
Yes,
but they weren't signifying.
They
were talking about race.
No, I ain't talking about that little situation. I'm just saying. They signify every day on that. Hey, they calling me a leech and all kind of shit.
This shit got ugly, man.
Hey.
Well,
Shorty,
I want to ask you a question. All them folks that be signifying and shit on the show, do they ever get involved in drag racing? Do they ever drag race?
Ooh.
Yeah, you shouldn't have did that, kid. Oh, you shouldn't have did that.
Do they ever drag race, or they just into signifying and shit?
Yeah, some of them do a little racing.
Some of them. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Some of them, but it's 100% of them. Goddamn it, you know, bullshit and can on. I hear you.
That's just tell it like it is, man. I'm glad I do a little racing when I can, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't been doing nothing in a while.
I think they do more signifying to get out of racing. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can tell by
some of the words that they say. Some of the words of get into, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know they ain't trying to race because they want you to. Oh no, he talking about fight. No, I'm gonna. I ain't gonna
yeah,
race.
Yeah, yeah.
They ain't want to race no goddamn way.
See, if you're trying to race, it do not take all this signifying.
Mm-mm.
It has nothing to do with drag racing.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
No,
so they can miss me with that bullshit.
But with that signifying, kid, they'd have ran out of gas.
That's what I'm talking about, Leon.
Hey, y'all can't be talking about my son Terrio now. Y'all know he go crazy.
Man, that go for Terrio too.
Hey, but listen, hold on. Hey, Paul.
I ain't
here.
Just
Paul
not
here.
No Terrio.
Paul here.
What up, Nelly?
Nah, I'm gonna say this. Nah, I would agree with it's respect, but let's get real about this shit. This motherfucking shit started in the hood. Some niggas are a couple blocks over from each other beefing, talking that shit. That's where this shit come from. I don't care where you from. That's where this shit come from. Beefing in the street. Niggas got cars, 2-3 niggas on one car. Then you got 4-5 niggas, 4-5 blocks over and shit. That's how I started where I'm from. Shit. I done seen niggas get shot, all kind of crazy shit, and that shit in the street to where it became to right now, you know.
I mean, it don't make sense. What has your mama got to do with you drag racing? What has your kids got to do with you drag racing? Not a goddamn thing.
Enough.
I
totally agree with you. But we can't forget where it originated from, you know. The white boys that took it and turned into class race. You know, they capitalized off the shit. You know what I'm saying?
What you just said is that, explain that again because I kind of didn't catch you too good. You said
the roots of it came from, you know, just say you got a car, 2-3 y'all on it, then 4-5 blocks over. Some guys got another car. You know what I'm saying? That's where this shit originated from the hood. That's where it comes from.
I agree with that. Street racing is really basically, from what I know it to be, was a bunch of guys that had fast cars, what back then they called hot cars. You understand what I'm saying? And they was wanting to see who had the fastest car, but it, a lot of it developed in the neighborhood. That's for sure.
Yeah.
The
yes,
street
sir.
Talking, the signifying and all that, but where I come from, I've been around street racing since the early to mid 70s. I was around it in the 60s. I was just too young. And I haven't seen nobody get shot street racing The only time I seen somebody get shot was, I think Antoine got shot when them clowns come through on South Chicago. One time, and this was in the 90s. We didn't see all that, you know, gunplay and all that. Very seldom, seen fights. You know, you ain't got arguments jumping in each other's face and people pulling them back and all that, but it never got to that. You know what I'm saying? And it's stuff is to the point where it run me out, man. Y'all can have it, bro. No, I'm melanin. I'm melanin. And
you know, hey, Drag, you know what? A lot of it comes because it's telephone accessibility now. You able to connect. Guys bored. They doing their jobs. They ain't got shit to do. And, you know, they just laying on the phone just talking shit all day. You know, back then, like when you talking in the late 60s, early 70s, you didn't have this type of communication. It was only neighborhood shit.
Oh, yeah, right. You had to meet up to do it. Right.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
For sure.
Yeah.
But I don't like it, Nelly. I ain't going to lie to you. I do not like any dudes cussing each other out, talking about each other's mamas. And the kids, and I don't like that, man. Well, even when the situation that went down and the stuff come up was said about Dee Dee, I didn't like that. You understand? Because that just ain't necessary, man.
Right.
Why do we got to do that? So he's getting the best of you talking about it's true or not. But do you take it to the next level? Now, what if Dee Dee take it to the next level? You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Dee Dee got kids and grandkids. Man, Dee Dee's same age, I think. Dee Dee may be a year older than me or somewhere around. So he's got great-grandkids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And some of them old enough to listen to this stuff on the radio. So now you talk about their granddaddy who they think is Jesus. You know what I'm saying to them?
Right.
And they going to be offended. You know, this stuff don't, it just gets worse and worse. Whether you shut it off. You know, I can't come to Detroit and expect to talk crazy to you, disrespect you in a manner of your kids right there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
First thing they're going to say, he talked to our daddy. Man, let's get this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how the stuff get worse.
That's that new age drag racing odds, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I just ain't going to be with y'all. Y'all done run me out. I ain't going to tell you no lie. You run me out the game. I'm done. I'll race it here and there a little bit if I can, but I ain't even interested like that.
Right.
Uh-uh. What y'all doing over there in the Motor City, Nelly?
Nothing. Nothing. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Nothing. Drag racing wise, nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing.
Oh.
Anybody going down to trick or treat?
Everything soft. We were going, but no, we ain't going. Can't get no lock in. Small block car. Can't get no action.
Yep. Oh, boy. It was lovely.
Oh, man. Anybody else?
Head to the sound.
Preacher boy, your mic is open. Let me see.
I try.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. Well, anybody else?
We can.
Uh-huh.
Boy, I got a big old fat lemon cake and ain't playing.
You taking that lemon cake down to Holly Springs, Lick?
Yeah.
Who you saying it's for?
Oh, man.
You saying it's for Wit?
Yeah, Wit.
Man, motherfuck Wit. Motherfuck Wit. A bald-headed motherfucker.
Oh, man.
I've been holding back for about a week.
How long about a week.
Motherfuck Wit.
Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. Man, oh, man.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Sham.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You getting better. You getting better.
This man, man. This man, man. So are you.
I hit the one button. I hit the one button, and you only took 4.5 minutes to open me up.
Oh, man.
That's it. I called your name, that man, a few times.
Man, your buddy going to be down there. Jeremiah coming down there. You better be careful.
Uh-oh.
I'll be down there. I'll be down there tomorrow with bells on.
Oh, my goodness gracious, man. It's going to be real interesting.
Getting better. You're getting better.
Oh, man. Very interesting, man, y'all. Whew. That's all I can say.
Hey, Sham, you ain't got to be rushing down there. You take your time by coming because I want the cake to fall.
Oh, Lord. Mm. Yeah, man, I ain't had time to make no cake. I ain't had time.
Oh, man. That's the problem there. You can be baking the cake right now while you're doing the show.
Oh, man.
Oh,
my God. Man, look at here. Unbelievable.
But Leon going to bring with a cake. He going to bring with a cake. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you need to, y'all don't understand English at all. I'm bringing that cake for me. Yeah.
Oh, don't forget to bring a knife and some plates.
You ain't got to worry about that. I bring that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you can come right off of 78 and stop at Walmart, man. Pick up some plates.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. And a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. That's all I can say. Unbelievable. Oh, man. Well,
Licky says he ain't going to get nobody none of that cake.
Oh, my goodness, great.
I just need my piece before Saturday night, that's all.
Shit. Oh, man.
It'll be gone for then, man.
Oh, that's why I need to be gone before then. Because after then, he ain't going to have no appetite for no cake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Oh,
I'm going down and buy myself and win me some money, man.
I know that's right.
All that other stuff, I ain't going to see you today.
Oh, man.
I'm going out and
Hey, Sam, I got a better idea. You know what you can do? You can swing by Terrio and get a pan of turkey tips and bring them.
Oh, man.
It's going to be too late. You should have said that today. I could have met up with Terrio. I could, man. It's going to be too early. He ain't going to open up that early.
Yeah, he ain't been to brush his teeth by then neither. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Hey, Shane.
I don't know why I didn't think about this earlier.
Hey, Shane.
Uh-huh.
That nigga ain't going to get nothing. I told him. Mm-hmm. I got him. Now he trying to undermine everything I put in place. He doubling that ass and you got the cake. Now he trying to get you to get the turkey tip. I got all of that down, but now he doubling back.
Come on, Clyde. Right.
I'm going to have turkey tip juice all on my motherfucking shirt. Pound cake and my hair and everything.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. That's all I can say, man. Man,
don't worry about it.
Such a thing?
Hey, Slop, don't worry about it. I'm eating my chicken strips and I got a big old long large pan of lemon cake. Don't worry about it, Slop. Don't worry about it. We got the difference. Hey, man, Slop said if you get some, it's up to Slop. He wants you to have some. Slop said no,
I might not get that ass stuff, but one thing I know going to be floating around there. Bobby going to be down there with the spaghetti. So I'll give me some spaghetti.
Spaghetti or spaghetti?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about with the meat and the noodles.
No. Hey, man, you coming up there for real, though?
Leon, when did I don't come to trick or treat?
Hey,
she was in the backyard.
Man, you gonna pass any pecan places?
Oh no.
If you do, man, give me four bags.
They got something at Boomland, Lisa.
They ain't gonna be open when I come through there.
Boomland closed.
They close at 11 o'clock or something like that. They don't stay open all
night
no more.
You talking about at night?
Yeah.
Sure
they don't
stay
open no more. They close. They close at like 12. They like
they
12, 10,
12.
They
close like a motherfucker.
Shut up.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know they closed.
It's been like that since they opened it up. It's been like that since it's new.
Since the fire. Yeah, you're right. Since the fire.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. I thought you knew that, sir, Brother Sam.
I didn't know they closed.
I called through, brother. It was too late. He had come through there already. No, I won't be far from him.
Yeah,
that'd be my
well,
winning.
You
that'd
go
be
back,
my winning case.
So I know it's going to be when you go back, you got to go back through there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if everything looks good, Sam, I'm going to come back. I'm going to stay there this Sunday. If it don't look good, you know me. I'm going to turn right back around Saturday night and melt it down.
Oh, man. What's the old James Brown turn around?
Yeah.
Leon, you should stay till Sunday and try to get your money back.
Oh, man.
I ain't worried about no money. Man. I ain't worried about no money. I'll make that shit every day.
You know that 40. You know, man, you 40 wet.
I make that shit every day, man.
I'm just letting you know. You get a chance, son.
Damn, Leaky. He say you know you going to lose. God damn.
Well, that's what he said before. I asked him how he got in his pocket then if he knew I was going.
A basketball game and a hockey game.
It all works
a
out,
a hockey
baby.
Game.
Yeah.
Them niggas don't bet on no hockey game.
Yeah, they do. They like the Blackhawks, Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah. Man, please.
You better pay attention.
Sorry-ass Blackhawks and the sorry-ass Bears. They can move out of where you at, man.
We got enough losers out that way. Even Frisco lost my money this week. They can't even make a kick. All you got to do is make the kick. That's all you got to do, make the kick. 41-footer. He getting millions of dollars. Can't make a 41-footer.
Hey, shit. Hey, they had to eight. Hey, all the gambling analysts had them to lose that game. It's the Jets. They had them.
Yep.
No, that was Philly. My bad, that was Philly. It was that Philly.
Philly and the Jets.
Benny
had a 59 Camaro in that movie.
Benny and the Jets.
They were street racing in that movie. What was the name of that movie?
Well, I hope you boys come out on top on your next journey out racing and don't get fucked up, you know.
Hold on, y'all. That was Jeremiah calling me.
You trying to lock in?
You got a little move.
No, he wants some of that lemon cake.
And
pork and beans. And baked chicken. Hey, Flock.
Yeah.
Man.
You ready for the high gear?
Yeah.
I say, you ready to click in the high gear?
What did I tell you earlier?
I told you, I don't believe.
Well, them boys on their way to that hole now. Time to tell.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. Anybody else?
You got a motor groove and let it move. Up, 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 up. Benny and the Jets.
That was a movie soundtrack. I just can't think of what movie that was.
Oh,
man. It was about 75, around 75, 76. Dude had a 69 Camaro. Yeah, that was a soundtrack movie, Benny and the Jets. They had a movie on that.
You like that shit, man?
Yeah. What made me like it was because they were racing. It was a drag racing movie. They were racing in the movie.
How old were you when that came out? About 35?
Damn!
Yeah, that like 76, 75. Yeah.
Oh, that motherfucker say, yeah.
See, I thought Kid might have known what movie it was because I heard him singing the song.
Hey, where the temperature been at down there, man?
Oh, we're in the 70s. We're in the 70s.
Oh, yeah, y'all still good.
And nighttime, it fall down to the 50s and the, 60s.
Yeah.
Except for Ever Grudge got a grudge race on, doing a live grudge race now.
He probably still in Texas.
He down in Holly Springs.
They
was the only
supposed to have no damn. That's all they said. They
had one lane prep. Yeah, one lane prep. And they closed. They closed at 8 o'clock.
She did. That said 8 o'clock. Show did. What's the temperature getting down there, Flop?
The same way. Got a hour on her one way and I'm the other way.
Okay.
I don't have to tell you what it is everywhere.
All right, well, man, everybody be safe.
It's 62 where I'm at. It's 62 where I'm at, and it's 59 in Holly.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. That's right about right. It's 10 o'clock. Yeah, sure.
Motherfucker,
all
power weather, baby. All power weather.
Sam, you just want to get off the show. You need to get off to go bake a cake or something.
Man, I ain't even got. If I would have took something out, I could have made something. I ain't take nothing out.
I'm in Effingham, Flop. I got about maybe 500. About 300 and something more miles to go. Goddamn walking, man, is a trip.
Damn, kid, you got your good insoles in, ain't you?
Yeah.
Hey, Madman, somebody just told me that Bobby Rose is the movie. Bobby Rose is the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, Bobby Rose. Hello, Bobby and Rose. Yeah. Yep, I guess. You know me, I had to Google it. Yeah.
Yeah, they just texted me.
That was an old person text you, too.
Yeah, that was hold on. Let me see.
Oh, that was Puerto Rico Junior. He said, "What's up, Madman?"
Oh, man.
That's
Puerto Rico Junior. He's been missing in action.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Since they down there cheating. and grudge racing as a chest and tune. Let's go knock the ass off, because I see what you see. That count is one right there. So that 70th grudge race may come around sooner for that 500 they were talking about giving it away.
Go on down there, forever grudge.
That's a little Larry. That looks like my boys with the lockdown.
They're the big time boy too, ain't it, Flop?
Huh?
Ain't that a big time boy with the ghosts on his car?
That's CEO Larry.
Okay.
Oh, man, not little Larry.
No, big Larry.
Oh, okay.
Man, look at the ghost.
The big wheel racing.
It's a grudge race. That was 15 minutes ago. I mean, tell you what it was, Flop.
Yeah, I know.
The temperature didn't drop like they want them to when they stayed open. Because the thing is, they're going to close at 8 o'clock.
They said they're going to prep one lane.
Yeah, they said all that. And that's a little Mustang. They're going to get a little Mustang.
See, I'm cussing him out when I see him. Motherfucker won't answer my text, messenger, or all that. Where my motherfucking T-shirt and hat at?
Who are you talking about, Flop?
Forever Grudge.
Oh, okay.
Man, that man car leaking. I see Tim Turner down on his knees.
Yeah, they took one on my phone.
That man caught him puking on the line. That's bullshit. Oh, they cleaning.
Mama, fuck that man. Keep on the line.
That big time car look clean.
And what's he in it?
And he got a pecker.
That's some lockdown boys, huh? Fuck a little there. Oh, they were both spinning like a motherfucker. Man, gap his ass.
That car got some little ghosts on that look good. That must be the spooky car.
Damn. They only ran for about 500. What's up, kid?
I got to get down there and mess with the fat kid, man.
Oh, yeah. When you leaving, kid?
Shit, in the morning about 4 o'clock.
You going to run into me then.
Probably. Yeah.
I think so. You might.
Kid, you see my phone?
Yeah, 4 or 5 o'clock at the latest. Don't pull on the grass up the hill. Don't pull on the grass, man. Damn. You see it's raining outside.
Hey, put on the hill, man. You're going to tear my fucking yard up. Put that shit up there. Hey. Put up there on my truck. God damn, man.
They all on leaky grass. Leaky said you're going to tear my grass.
It's raining. It's been raining all day. That grass, that ground going to be soft.
Hey, lucky that it gets stuck, Leaky.
That's what I'm talking about. Man, threw me off what I was doing. You know not to pull on my yard when it's raining.
Shit. Let me soak myself in this goddamn acid. I'm trying to lose some weight.
There is a brother-in-law.
Bitch. We got two jackets in the truck. Just in case.
Oh, yeah, Flop, you gotta put some just in cases in there.
I keep them around this time of year. They go in there. It ain't just for down there. It's for work well, kid.
I heard that.
Hey, might fuck around and run up north. Got to have some.
Yep.
We was, it was 40 degrees down here the other morning. I said, shit.
Yeah, they always say it's better to have than not need than to need not have.
Exactly. And I'm seeing something now, so I got to follow all the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Just in case. Let's see. I can stay. Where did she put my shit? This dude. I know what old Sam done did. He done hollered all right. Last time he gonna holler and then disappeared on us.
Oh, man.
It's all right. I'm gonna knock on his door. Like they told me, this is the house where you get the cake at. Sam, I guess you can shut down. It's going to went down.
Yep. Come on, don't finish. Got them laid out. Take me on that way I can get up in the morning. Shit.
Yeah, I was shut down. Let the Buick boys came in and shut the show down.
What time you cutting out, Leon?
Yeah.
This shit is about an hour. You know me.
Are you leaving tonight?
Yeah.
Block.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. They have two duties racing and everything down there on Michael's third page.
Y'all be careful.
That ain't Hollis Green. That's somewhere else.
That's probably Jake's.
A motorcycle. Oh, the Holiday Beat. The Holiday Beat.
Oh, I ain't getting nothing over there in a minute.
Madman will find me some pecans in the morning.
Good night to the household of faith. Good night.
Madman, find the batons, madman.
Good night.
All right. I'll do that for you, Lee.